The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is May 10th, and we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is Saturday. We open at 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, we're open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And joining me momentarily will be Janet Cimarelli. I'm waiting for our engineer to let me know when she's available. She will be taking the weekend off. So if you had planned to come in to see her, please don't, because she will not be here today, her normal hours, or tomorrow, her normal hours. Her regular schedule resumes next week, and next week she's here on Tuesdays from 12 to 5, Thursday from 11 to 3, Friday 12 to 5, and Saturday from 12:30 until 5:30. And joining me now, long distance, I am sitting in her office, but she is sitting comfortably somewhere else. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Looking forward to our show today. It is going to be an area of discussion that would be kind of like an introduction to many of our listeners and such a superior support to their good health.
I can't, in all the years that we've been doing radio shows together, Janet, I don't recall any show we've ever done on the topic today.
No, I couldn't recall. And so I'm so excited about this new line of supplements available at Save-A-Lot, because people who've struggled with, let's say, long-term chronic issues that don't seem to resolve completely. They make some progress in one direction, a little progress in another direction, but here is an offering at Save-A-Lot that has the potential to bring them the entire distance of their journey toward good health.
Well, I would probably classify our discussion today having to do with products that have to do with the inner workings of the body, glandulars. Would you agree to that topic?
The topic of glandulars is so important. And just as you said, the inner workings, there are so many little details when you start to think about the benefits associated with using glandular therapy, the interaction, the communication from one of those organs to the other, one of those glands to the other. That's how our bodies work. It's that cell-to-cell communication, and the effectiveness of our nervous system, the effectiveness of our muscles, the strength, our core strength, your mental strength, focus, concentration, all of that, the end result is such a wonderful potential balance to your immune system, your energy, your brain, all the different systems of your body.
Would you venture to say that over the years, that the one major area that you've concentrated on, that people come to you with a problem, is the thyroid?
Oh, certainly it is the thyroid, and that's why I'm so very excited to have Thyroid 130 available. There are other products that I use kind of as an introduction to thyroid support, because so important for the thyroid glandular, but that thyroid glandular therapy works even better when you have iodine, and we have such an array of high-quality potassium iodide products at Save-A-Lot as a support to the thyroid 130 and the other thyroid glandular extracts that we have at the store. But then you need high-quality selenium, and Jarrow Formulas has always had the form of selenium, selenomethionine, that is the one that is going to be utilized by your body most effectively. And I talk to people all the time. You know, when you go to the drugstore, when you go to the big box store, and that's where you're purchasing product for a supplement for your good health, it may have on the label, let's say, selenium. It may have on the label zinc, calcium, magnesium, whatever the substance is. But it isn't always the form of that substance that is best recognized by your body, best utilized by your body with the greatest potential to have a positive effect. That's why it's so important to consider the national and international well-known brands that you're going to find at unbelievable prices at Save-A-Lot.
Well, when you deal with the thyroid, Janet, is it something that people come to you with symptoms, or do you go through their blood work, if they're kind enough to bring it to you, to be able to see what the downfall is in their thyroid?
The answer to that question is yes. So we have people who, when they come to me, their blood work shows T3, T4, TSH. And sometimes some of their practitioners only test TSH. And so when they give me that blood test result with the TSH, I say, okay, well, your pituitary is working very, very well, because that TSH is producing, or the pituitary is producing, that thyroid stimulating hormone at a very appropriate rate. But it doesn't tell me that your thyroid is receiving that stimulating hormone and that your thyroid is responding positively to it. So you need in your blood work a more significant profile of beneficial activity in your thyroid, and that would be the TSH. That's a very important starting point. T3, T4, and then you might investigate free T3. You would also, in my opinion, test reverse T3. That gives me a little bit better insight into how your thyroid is able to produce thyroid hormone, how the storage of thyroid hormone, how effective that is, and how active the thyroid hormone is that your thyroid is producing. But then, even better, in my opinion, as far as how I work with people, so much is able to be determined, number one, by body temperature. So if your body temperature is under 98 degrees, that's a very good indication that your thyroid isn't able to do its job, because one of the activities of your thyroid is to act as your body's thermostat. Then the other things, there are facial characteristics that can identify someone who is dealing with hypothyroidism or hyper. Hyper being a much less common situation that people deal with regard to thyroid. So facial characteristics, body temperature, and I always shake hands with people that I'm thinking maybe they need a little bit of thyroid support. Their hands have a different sensation. Their hands and feet could be very cold. They could be very moist. So there are so many little details that I look for when I'm working with someone. So some of the symptoms that people might come in with if their thyroids are not working properly, their mood is low. They can't lose weight. They're tired all the time. They could sleep for 10 hours, and when they wake up, they say, I just want to go back to sleep. So much is symptomatic and indicative of thyroid dysfunction.
Well, all these factors, I think people have to weigh, because most people may not realize if the doctor doesn't test for these things. What do you recommend for people that do come in with the symptoms, Janet, and the blood work is not with them, where the doctor has not given them the blood work to actually help the doctor diagnose, or what the doctor is suggesting to the patient without the information? It's really a shame.
It is, but because over the years, one of the aspects of healthcare that I cannot participate in, only a doctor can write a prescription or a nurse practitioner can write a prescription for blood testing. So if people come to me and they don't have copies of their blood work, or they have not had blood work done that would include thyroid profile, and lots of doctors don't do that as a routine part of blood testing. So fortunately, with a connection with Dr. Slavin and Advanced Medical Testing Center, I can send people, they can ask their doctor to write a prescription. They can go to Advanced Medical Testing Center and paying for their own blood testing, not putting it through insurance, they can have their blood tested.
Janet, we're going to take a short intermission because we have a very special guest that's coming on as soon as we come back from this break, to talk about a product that has been in the news in the whole entire health food industry, CBD. And we're going to touch upon a gummy product from the company Green Gorilla. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 10th of May, and we are going to bring in our very, very special guest, Brian Mudge, who will be talking about the Green Gorilla CBD, very tasty gummies. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Al. How are you? Thank you for having me back on the show.
Well, I know that this information has to be shared because the email you sent on the testing of the Green Gorilla CBDs really impressed me. So why don't we talk about Green Gorilla, how they develop these gummies, and what effect they're going to have on the body, and how good they taste. Because we'll be doing a taste testing on those gummies from 11 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock. So if you ever wanted to taste a delicious CBD gummy, Now's the time to come in and take advantage of it from 11 a.m. to 2. So I'll let you start, Brian.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. Thank you again for having me on the show. So you asked the question why we developed the gummies. You know, first of all, we found the need that, you know, it's a good way to get CBD if you can have the purest form of CBD. And as we talked on the last show, Al, about Green Gorilla having, you know, in our isolate, which is a 99.8% pure USDA organic oil. And so we found a lot of our customers were finding, you know, gummies on the market that were too high in calories, had dyes, had too much sugar. So we were getting calls after calls. And also, too, we wanted to be able to deliver it in a form where it could be okay for children because we have zero THC, of course, monitored by their parents. They don't want to eat the whole thing of gummies just because they'll have a lot of CBD. But we found a need, but we were not going to present something that was subpar because Green Gorilla doesn't believe in that. So we did come out with a formula that has a good nutritional profile, and our testing is number one, our priority. And we have a certificate of analysis on every batch that we do from a third party that just is amazing. So you wouldn't even know how pure it is once you taste these.
Janet, have you tasted the CBD gummies from Green Gorilla?
I have had the privilege of tasting the Green Gorilla gummies, and I can tell our listeners that for sure they are very tasty. They dissolve very nicely on your tongue, so you don't necessarily have to munch on them, chew them up, but it's just, I think, an even better delivery system, very slowly absorbing that CBD oil right through the membranes in your mouth, right to your bloodstream, and they're delicious.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the thing I like about it also, it does not leave an aftertaste, which many CBD products in different forms will leave an aftertaste in your mouth, but these do not. So what is the status of the Green Gorilla gummies and the beneficial effects on people who use it?
Well, yeah, thank you, Al. Great question. First, you know, I'm going to answer that question. I think it's good for the listeners and the consumers that are interested in trying the gummy from Green Gorilla to take into consideration what Janet just said is we believe in sublingual. And this, too, is a form of sublingual, as Janet described it. So even chewing is a sublingual versus a capsule. And we're THC-free. I just wanted to mention this, non-GMO, vegan, nut and soy-free, gelatin-free, gluten-free, and Circle U kosher, and also, of course, animal cruelty-free. So we developed these, and what they're for is it's more of a ultra-wellness sort of a product for – it'll help support stress. You know, not acute stress or anxiety, but kind of a bring-to-work sort of a product to the office or to school if testing or just in general. It'll also benefit with, you know, some inflammation and minor pain relief. This isn't, it has five, I forgot to mention this. It has 5 milligrams of pure CBD per chew. So what you're able to do per gummy, I don't like to say the word gummy, but we have to because there's no gelatin in it, but it'll help with those sort of things. So it's a support for you throughout the day. It's not an extreme chronic, you know, pain relief or an ultra extreme acute anxiety, but for most people, the general public will be able to find relief with just a few gummies, and that's what we recommend as well, even for sleep.
Well, I would think based upon when I tried it, it kind of mellowed me out for a while. As you pointed out, it's not something as good as the CBD Green Gorilla liquid doses that are available here, but it's something that is used on a daily basis as needed based upon how mellow you want to be. And with the situation of the delivery system, I think that really creates a wide variety of people that are open to that. Think about all the different professions, firefighters, policemen, teachers, office workers, retail associates. They get different stresses during the course of the day, and this may be one way for them to take the time to chew a gummy or suck on it until it dissolves, and it tastes good, and it'll help you get through the day. What do you feel is the correct dosage for kids? I know we spoke when we had you on about kids with ADD and ADHD.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are, everybody, as we talked last time, everyone and every, mammal, but now we're talking about the human race, right? So differs and varies per severity. So it would fluctuate based upon severity, and also age and weight. But typically, so I said 5 milligrams per gummy. So the suggested as a dietary supplement is 2 to 4 gummies per day. But that doesn't mean, Al, that you can't take more than that. So, for instance, a child that maybe, you just mentioned ADD and ADHD with the CB1 receptor sites to be filled, could take double that dose and find effectiveness with more attention. Even someone that doesn't have, or a child that doesn't have ADD or ADHD could take the regular dosage, the 2 to 4, and find more concentration and relief, but definitely you could double that dose easily for someone with a child with ADD or ADHD. And the beauty of that is you can't take too much of our product, except, I didn't go over the nutrient, profile, but it is very attractive in that there's only 2 grams of sugar per chew, only 3 grams of carbohydrates, and only 15 calories. So with that said, even them taking the double amount, they're not going to get loaded up on sugar, and they get the benefits of the CBD. So it's really a well-rounded product that tastes great. Most people say, well, it sounds too good to be true, but come in and try it and you'll see. And of course, THC free, as we mentioned before.
Well, we're looking
That's
forward.
An important statement. I have a question with regard to, Al, what you mentioned about law enforcement and firefighters, emergency medical technicians, those people who are literally in high, high stress situations during the course of their work time. And it is perfectly safe for them to be using the Green Gorilla gummies or any of the Green Gorilla formulas. They don't have to be concerned about drug testing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yes, Janet, that's absolutely true. With all of our formulas, we have zero THC, and that's why we do these batches. Don't just believe us, believe our third-party analysis that you have in the store. So if anybody wants to see those, and we, the THC is definitely not an issue, and we stand behind that, and all of our products that'll be displayed there today a little bit later are THC free and have that government, well, the federal government is what it really is, the USDA stamp of approval on them. And the other thing I just wanted to mention, not only the THC, but heavy metals aren't a concern either, because we test for the heavy metals, and a lot of people just look for THC and CBD. We go further and make sure that the heavy metals are not reaching our mouths or our consumers' mouths.
Janet, I have a question for you. One question for you, Janet. Would you have occasion to recommend both the Green Gorilla sprays and the gummies to somebody?
I talk to all of the people who come to see me about all of the different forms of CBD that are available and all of the different doses. And as Brian mentioned, it is a very individual aspect. It would certainly depend on the level of anxiety or the level of poor concentration, whatever the individual's issue might be, and the intensity of that issue kind of dictates what is the appropriate dose of CBD for them. What's interesting is over time, they may find that having begun at a certain dose, they are able to maintain the desired outcome with a slightly lesser dose, and sometimes moving the dosing to 2 or 3 times over the course of the day makes for a very, very level emotional, psychological effect.
Which I think everybody looks for. We're going to have that demo from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. today, and you'll be able to see, as Brian had pointed out, the different products that are produced by Green Gorilla in different strengths. So, as Janet had said, people require different strengths during the course of the day. Some people may only need it once a day. Some people need it 2 times or 3 times or 4 times a day. Depends upon the kind of lifestyle you have. And it depends upon the kind of area that you're working in or not working in. So Green Gorilla is a product that is tested and utilized properly, can be a big, big help for the human body. And Janet, over the course of many, many years, before CBD came into the forefront of the health food industry, people were on pharmaceuticals to try to get off some of the stressful areas of their lifestyle, whereas now they don't have to. I'm not advising people that this is a cure-all. All I'm saying is that it's been beneficial to those people that have used it. And now is the time to come in and test the gummy from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And I can't encourage people more to open up their minds to the beneficial uses of the CBD products from Green Gorilla. It makes a whole different world in your lifestyle, no question about it. Brian, are there any last-minute thoughts you'd like to give us before we have to say goodbye for the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you again for having me. But, yeah, in conclusion, you just touched on some key points I'd just like to reference in that come in and definitely try the products, because last time, I think it was, 3 weeks ago, Al, you had me in.
Right.
And we had just an overwhelming response. People can come in, and you feel our products, if dosed correctly, within 15, 20, in extreme cases, 30 minutes while you're shopping, and people just were getting relief. That's why we're in the business, is to help people. And the other thing I will say is that I've made myself available. I'm traveling. I'm across the state. But the brand ambassador that'll be there, if he has a question that he can't answer, he has my phone number, and he will be calling me, so I'll be able to be in direct communication with your customers, Al, when they come in. So I made myself available between 11 and 2, at least over the phone, with that brand ambassador to answer any questions.
Well, we appreciate that, Brian, very much, and we're going to look forward to having you on another couple of months, because I know as the area grows in use in the entire area of Florida, that there'll be more new products coming out from Green Gorilla to help people in their lifestyle, how they can be benefited by using Green Gorilla products. I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you on again real soon.
Really appreciate you folks having me. Thank you, Janet.
Welcome. And glad to have you. Thanks for the information.
Janet, when we come back from this break, I just want to touch upon some of the areas, as long as we have time, to talk about when we were speaking about glandulars. You spoke about the thyroid. Then we have to deal with the adrenals, the hypothalamus, kidney, liver, lung, lymph, pancreas, prostate, spleen, and stomach, which is a lot to cover.
I better talk really fast.
Well, I know we're looking forward to hearing all about the glandulars when we come back from the short intermission. Stay tuned. This is Al Foreman for Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. You can find Janet's best formulas at Save A Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Janna Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Janna Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 10th of May. And we just enjoyed a short segment with Brian Mudge from the Green Gorilla Company. And, Janet, I know you said you have to talk fast to cover all these topics, but first I wanted to take a moment and wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. And all the listeners that are mothers or grandmothers or aunts, a very happy Mother's Day as well. I know I will enjoy it with my wife, Paula, and I look forward to that. So, wishing you a happy Mother's Day. Sometime today, you'll also receive an email from us if you're on our email list with a happy Mother's Day greeting and a very, very special notice that's going to take place here on Monday, Memorial Day, the 27th of this month. So if you're not on our mailing list for the emails, please make sure you sign up when you come in today from 11 to 2 to get a taste testing of the Green Gorilla gummies. Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you, wherever you want to start.
Okay, well, I think we did pretty well covering the thyroid. There's so much in so many things that tend to suppress thyroid function, but there are so many other aspects of glandular support beyond thyroid. So what is the starting point? What I would say is certainly the pituitary, because without the pituitary, the thyroid is not going to function optimally. And as I mentioned, the pituitary gland is the one that is supporting the production of thyroid-stimulating hormone. And so you might think about the pituitary gland literally the master gland of your body. If the pituitary is not functioning well, then many of the hormone glands, the hormone-producing glands, are not going to function well at all, certainly not function optimally. And that's what we're about here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Optimize every system, every function of your body. And what does that translate to? Health. And so pituitary, there is available pituitary glandular extract available at Save-A-Lot. And certainly as well, people, if your thyroid isn't going to work properly, your parathyroid is not going to be supported and optimized as well. And in this day and age where so many people are concerned about bone density, maintaining the bone repair systems, parathyroid is critically important. These are tiny little glands that sit on your thyroid gland, and they regulate calcium in your blood. And an additional function of optimized calcium operating in your body would be muscle contraction. So muscle strength is dependent on calcium in your blood, and that calcium level is maintained through the parathyroid. The parathyroid, with the interaction with the calcium, regulates the electrical currents that flow through your nervous system. So people who are dealing with certain types of nerve damage, certain issues that are relatively common, let's say shingles, Bell's palsy, things like that, that depends on how active and properly functional the calcium is in your body with parathyroid. Okay, so now let's go to hypothalamus. Critically important. What we're searching for with good health is homeostasis. What's homeostasis? It's the balance, that everyday balance. Something isn't hyperfunctioning, something isn't hypofunctioning, a lower function than is optimal. The hypothalamus is that overseer to make sure that when a gland is not functioning up to par, it is supported by signals from the hypothalamus. It gives stability to your good health. We are working so many times with people on medication for blood pressure, for cholesterol, for blood sugar. And if you support the organs of your bodies responsible for those issues, blood pressure, what do you need to know about? You need to know about your kidney. The kidney not only cleanses your blood and regulates vitamin D. So here's your kidney being supported with a kidney glandular, regulating the vitamin D, relating back to the parathyroid that I just talked about with regard to calcium. So that calcium being properly supported, the vitamin D being properly supported, what does that translate to? Your kidney is doing its job. You have the potential to reduce inflammation. You have the potential to enhance blood flow because the quality of your blood has been processed through the kidney and toxins have been removed. Ultimately, that results in blood pressure stability. The kidney is responsible for that blood pressure regulation. And any of the people who've been on a variety of different blood pressure drugs, one of the things that cause those drugs to be removed from the market is because of the damage that they did to the kidney. So you had a chemical that brought your blood pressure in range, but in the process of doing that, it reduced the efficiency of how the kidney was working. And the kidney and the liver work together. So the kidney's cleansing your blood. The liver is removing toxins, creating enzymes that actually negate the toxins, pull apart the toxins so they no longer have a potentially damaging effect. When your liver is working properly, it benefits the HDL, LDL level. So your cholesterol is going to be properly balanced. And the liver, liver glandular is almost like a multiple nutrient substance because the liver can do so many things when it's properly supported with a liver glandular. I'm talking about detoxification, the kidneys doing it for your blood, the liver breaking apart toxins, your lymph system. And when you use a glandular extract for supporting your lymph system, you're enhancing the body's ability to filter waste. Every day, we're replacing millions of cells. Those dead cells need to be moved out of the body. That's what the lymph system does. So many people are very familiar with the negatives associated with an unstable blood sugar. And for so many people, it's a challenge to create a stable blood sugar. And why is that important? Well, if your blood sugar is very unstable, when your blood sugar drops, you can feel just weak and tired. Your mood suffers, keeping in mind that your blood sugar is a support to your brain. Your brain works on glucose and oxygen, and if your blood sugar is unstable, that brain function is going to suffer. Poor brain energy, poor mood. And so using a pancreas glandular extract, you have the potential to stabilize your blood sugar. And when your blood sugar is stable, your brain works better, your sleep is better, your ability to maintain energy. And so you're not like jet propelled at one part of the day and then boom, a crash, and you have no energy left. When your pancreas is supported with a pancreas extract glandular, then you have supported stable blood sugar and supported stable energy. You're going to achieve glucose balance. And keeping in mind that there are trace minerals available in many of these, there are nutrients, including the trace minerals, in many of these glandular extracts. So what's in the pancreas? Selenium, zinc. So those two contents tell me that the pancreas is responsible to a certain extent with regard to how your immune system is going to function because of the zinc, because of the selenium. The pancreas is also critically important for digestion. Unfortunately, far too many people, they come to me and they're dealing with acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, possibly constipation, a variety of really troubling digestive issues. And if your pancreas is supported, many of those digestive issues can be turned away. In my view, having done this for so many years, the people that I see with digestive problems, they may, if nothing changes in their diet choices, their lifestyle choices, their sleep patterns, if none of those things change, there is a progression to greater and greater instability with blood sugar. It's very interesting because if people think about, oh, glandular extract, I'm really not sure that that's something that I want to do. Well, when you consider cuisine around the world, certainly people consume organs and glands of different animals and have for centuries, and they have consumed them for the health benefits that are imparted with consumption of things like liver. So if your red blood cells are low, your hemoglobin, hematocrit is low, consuming high quality liver is a support to that. And pancreas that I'd been talking about is part of the dietary category of sweetbreads. So that is something consumed in a variety of different cultures around the world. And what is the benefit? Glucose balance, digestion. It is actually, when you're consuming that glandular extract, you have a benefit to your digestion that doesn't come in any other form.
Janet, hold that thought, because I know we're coming up on our last intermission, and we did have a caller with a question. I'll give you the question now so you can give it some thought when we resume to respond to the question. And when you were speaking about the kidney, the question was, what does the kidney, well, the way it was phrased, with UTIs or with kidney stones, is there any benefit to using a glandular kidney product to help UTIs or to help with kidney stones. So we're going to take a quick intermission. We're going to wish all of our listeners a happy Mother's Day. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Al Foreman along with Janet Cimarelli. And we're speaking about health. And this is the station, 1470, that we're on. We'll be on again tomorrow morning if you missed any part of this at 8 a.m. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 10th of May, and we are open today until 7 o'clock. The hours for the week are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed on Sundays. We will be sending out a special email today wishing all of our email participants a happy Mother's Day and letting you know about a very special event that's going to take place on Monday, May 27th, for Memorial Day. So you definitely want to get this email. If you're not on our email list, you certainly want to make sure when you come into the store today to participate in the demonstration of the free samples of the Green Gorilla Gummies. Let one of our people know what your email is, and we'll be more than happy to get it out to you today. Janet Cimarelli is not going to be here. She's taking the weekend off, so she will not be available today or tomorrow. However, she'll resume her normal schedule next Tuesday, which is from 12 to 5, Thursday from 11 to 3, next Friday from 12 to 5, and next Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. And Janet, I know we only have a few minutes left, but I did ask a question that maybe you can respond, that the question came up from one of our listeners.
Okay, so the question had to do with, by using a glandular extract kidney, would that have a benefit with regard to urinary tract infections or the potential formation of kidney stones?
Right.
So, number one, what is the function of the kidney? The kidney cleanses the blood. And in doing that blood cleanse, it enhances blood flow. So you think about that. And one more function of the kidney, and that function is supported with the glandular extract kidney, is reduction of inflammation. So cleanse the blood. Bacteria that have the potential to create an infection, a urinary tract infection, is potentially minimized because you're reducing the number of bacteria, okay? The fact that it reduces inflammation. Inflammation in the urinary tract increases the potential for a certain type of infection. So the support with the kidney extract reduces the number of bacteria and reduces inflammation. And then, so that's with the urinary tract aspect of supporting the kidneys. The next one is the blood flow is enhanced. So when you support, you think about the kidney, it is this miraculous filter. And when you get rid of the debris that may have been accumulating in the kidneys, in the tissue of the kidneys, when you get rid of that debris by supporting and enhancing the function of the kidney, you're enhancing blood flow. So the blood going through that kidney is going through more efficiently. And to me, what that would translate to is minimizing the potential for calcified debris to accumulate. So you think about the whole picture of kidney function. And I mentioned earlier that the kidneys also regulate vitamin D. Vitamin D is going to have a beneficial impact on the potential for creating calcifications. So again, minimizing the possibility of kidney stones. So just from what I know about what the glandular extracts do, I think that it's positive for both the UTI and the kidney stone aspect. But I have to say, I don't have any experience with it. But it, you know, knowing the function of the kidneys, knowing what the glandular extract will do, I think it's supportive in both of those instances, the UTI and the kidney stone.
I totally agree, Janet. We only have a few minutes left. I know there's still a few more glandulars that you want to touch upon. We have the prostate, the spleen and stomach, and thymus.
Okay, so thymus is one of my favorite. Okay, so what is the thymus going to do when you enhance the thymus? And keeping in mind, aging individuals, the thymus gland is going to be shrinking and not working so effectively. And it's so important. It creates that immunity so that your body can fight off viruses, bacteria, and parasites. The thymus gland is supportive of being able to rebuild tissue. So anyone who's been in an accident, who's been dealing with a burn, who has had any kind of trauma to the body, the thymus is what you need. It gives you strength. And it helps you to rebuild tissue. And I mentioned before about sweetbreads with the pancreas. Thymus is part of that category of food choices around the world, literally categorized as a sweetbread, very important and effective to support strength and immunity. Pineal gland. Lots and lots of people, I'm sure, are very familiar with the pineal gland. Why are they familiar with it? Well, they use melatonin. And when you're using melatonin, you are working on supporting your body's circadian rhythm, that ability to have a normalized sleep-wake cycle. And your pineal gland is associated with that. Your pineal gland responds to the onset of darkness by reducing the activity of many systems of the body. So in response to darkness and minimizing your exposure to artificial light, it's your pineal gland that begins to lower the different functions of your body. And that is one of the areas of your body that the melatonin is working with. So keeping in mind that melatonin, you don't want to expose yourself to too great artificial light, because that deranges the normal function of your pineal gland. Critically important for sleep disturbance to think about using a pineal gland extract. Your spleen. Okay, I talked about kidney, liver, lymph, all of those filters. That's what your spleen does. It purifies your blood and gets rid of the old blood cells, along with your lymph system, any of the used up, burned out, or damaged cells in your body. Let's say your immune system has been mobilized and overcame an invading bacteria. Okay, so the bacteria cells are dead, and the immune cells are no longer needed, so they need to be flushed out of the body. That's what the lymph system does, and that's what the spleen does. It gets rid of those old cells. It is also part of our immune system to raise white blood cells. So very often, one of the ways that I choose to support someone whose white blood cells are not highly active, highly functional, someone whose white blood cell level is on the low end of the reference range, or even outside of the reference range low, very important to consider using a spleen. I have for years used a specific form of echinacea that is known to raise and activate white blood cells, but so will the spleen. The spleen helps to enhance the production of the white blood cells, and you create the antibodies that make your system inviolate against certain viruses and bacteria. So if you've been exposed to a particular virus and your spleen is working very well, you've created antibodies so that virus can never make you sick again, because you have the antibodies circulating in your blood.
Janet, this is a most informative hour that we've had together. I want to wish you a great Mother's Day, a very happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your weekend with the family. And we will look forward to having you back here again next Tuesday from 12 to 5, next Thursday from 11 to 3, next Friday from 12 to 5, and Saturday 12:30 to 5:30. Thank you so much, Janet. And I want to remind our listeners to come in today from 11 to 2, get a taste sample of the new gummies from the Green Gorilla Company. We are open till 7 o'clock. We look forward to seeing you today. Have a great weekend, everybody, and again, happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Janet.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.